and talk with Matt Charbonneau, who covers Michigan State football and men's basketball for the Detroit News. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You and I were emailing each other yesterday. I told you as we were trying to book you for the show, this story came out of left field about Derek Nix. Tell me what happened, where we are with it now, and what you think.
Well, I can tell you first, you can blame me, because I think it was Friday I mentioned to someone that we went through a whole football and basketball season and didn't have a single legal issue, and here we are. So it's my fault for opening my trap. But, yeah, obviously most people know the basics of the story at this point. I mean, obviously Derek, you know, was charged with a couple different things, operating under the influence and possession of marijuana. So he's got 4 to 10 days to appear. You know, legally, he hasn't had any, you know, other than some traffic violations, he hasn't really had any other issues. So, you know, I'm sure he's going to get a fine. He'll probably have some probation, and it really will amount to, I guess, what people would say, a slap on the wrist, really. But, you know, it's his first offense, so that's probably how that's going to go. His bigger issue at this point, and the question most people are wondering about, is his future with the team. And obviously we saw the, you know, the statements from Tom Izzo yesterday. So, at this point, it's going to be interesting to see where they go with Derek in terms of the future. If he stays, I'm certain he's going to have a long list of things he's going to have to take care of before that happens.
What is his current status with the team?
Well, he's suspended for now. Obviously, you know, they just found that out yesterday along with everyone else because it happened. I guess it would have been just after midnight, so it would have been technically Tuesday morning. So I'm sure probably most of yesterday was spent, Tom Izzo and those guys finding out what exactly happened and the circumstances around it. So for now, he's suspended. I'm certain over the next couple of days they'll be figuring out how they move forward. But I can't imagine for Derek it's going to be very simple just to walk back down the team.
Do you anticipate you'll have a chance to sit down with Coach Tom Izzo?
Well, hoping. I mean, obviously we've tried to get a hold of him, and not surprisingly, he hasn't really gotten back to anyone at this point. We've kind of reached out to Derek, too, so we're kind of crossing our fingers here, hoping in the next day or two we'll get to talk to these guys.
It's interesting that you mentioned that nothing had happened negatively in football and basketball. I've been at those weekly Monday press conferences, and many times Coach Izzo had echoed the sentiment that this has been a great team. They like each other. They do everything we ask them to do. They've overachieved. They've gotten better. He got rid of the challenges of some players in the past, a couple of transfers, some graduations. And so this obviously must sting after a pretty cool year.
Yeah, and I got it. You know, I've had people ask me, you know, if you would have told me a week ago someone was going to get in trouble, I certainly don't think I would have picked Derek Nix. I mean, you know as well as most people, I mean, he's just, he's such a likable guy. Everyone just kind of likes Derek Nix. And, you know, I mean, obviously he had some issues last year and in the past, but, you know, and any legal issues. I mean, we're just talking about a young kid being focused and committed to, you know, to the program and staying in shape and all that. And this year he really kind of all clicked for him. And, you know, we saw the results on the court. I mean, he really started to become that player everyone kind of expected. So, you know, heading into next year, knowing he was the only senior, a lot of that leadership was going to fall on him. I'm just really surprised that it happened at this point for a guy like him.
And you wonder how Coach Izzo is going to handle this. Corey Lucius and Allen both wanted to, and Chris Allen both wanted to come back to the program, but after numerous challenges, Coach Izzo let them go.
Right, and we don't always necessarily know every single challenge that happened along the way. Obviously, those guys, there was a lot going on that even we didn't know about. So, you know, we assume that this is the first real issue with Derek, and, you know, aside from that stuff last year, and, you know, we don't know if there has been ongoing problems. I can, you know, Tom has shown in the past, obviously, with those guys, he's not afraid to get rid of people. So I think the only thing for Derek is that he has shown over the last year that he can commit himself, you know, and he is the kind of guy you are kind of pulling for. I mean, he's got that going for him, you know, and I'm sure Tom will be rushing.
All right, thanks, Matt. I've got to get the break. Thank you.